opining on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And from Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And unfortunately, most of it is being made in Ukraine as a result of the Russia invasion. I'm going to give you an update on where we stand right now. The Ruskies are simply indiscriminately bombing civilian targets. What they're doing is what they did in Grozny, in Chechnya, in the 1994 to 1996 fight there, the revolution there, what they did in Syria. You know, when they went into Hungary in 1956, they were known as the Butchers of Budapest. They are butchers. They are culturally butchers. And they realize that the Ukrainians are going to fight to the death if they go into the streets of these cities. So they sit back. They sit back outside the cities. In some cases, they sit on Russian territory and just indiscriminately lob missiles and rockets into civilian areas. When I say indiscriminately, some of it's indiscriminate, but some of it is purposeful. They have targeted hospitals. There was a heartbreaking video yesterday of a children's hospital, and these little ones are in little beds down in a tunnel underneath because the hospital is being bombed. They bombed apartment buildings, residential areas. This is a war crime. Under the Geneva Convention, if you attack civilian areas on purpose, if you use cluster bombs and vacuum bombs, that is a war crime. Just like we outlawed biological and chemical weapons after the First World War, because France and Germany were simply going after each other with chemical and biological weapons, largely Germany doing it. My uncle, Jackie Brock was his name, my grandma, my maternal grandmother's brother. What he did was he fought in the First World War. Several of my uncles did, great uncles. He got gassed. He was a cab driver in New York City the rest of his life, and he couldn't breathe. He'd drive a few hours and then lie gasping. So the West, anyway, West outlawed that. People who are not in the Western tradition don't care. Assad in Syria used them against Kurds and others. These less civilized people use them. So far, Russia hasn't used chemical weapons in Ukraine, but they have used cluster bombs in residential areas and a vacuum bomb in a preschool in northeastern Ukraine. Now, the EU has excluded seven Russian banks from SWIFT. That's the Society of Worldwide Financial Transactions. It's like a secure internet used by more than 200 countries, over 12,000 banks. And what it really is if you get a message over this internet, this SWIFT system, and you're in a bank, say you're in BMO Harris in Milwaukee or Madison, and it's transferring money in or, you know, shows a transfer out, you can safely and instantly obey it. Safely and instantly. Otherwise, you get something like that. You don't know if it's spam. You don't know if it's a hack. You don't know if it's coming from a country that has no assets. This has all been vetted. There are 40 million of these transactions a day. Russia, seven of the banks have been suspended from SWIFT. All of the banks in Iran have been suspended from SWIFT, and all of the banks, if there are any, in North Korea. They're the only other two countries. But what happens is that the two largest banks in Russia, the two largest, have not been suspended from SWIFT. And why is that? That is because Europe is importing $350 million a day of oil from Russia and $300 million a day of natural gas. That's $650 million a day. The United States is getting approximately 8% of its oil still from Russia, even though we're self-sufficient, and they have to pay for it. And if you knock the two top banks off of SWIFT, then you wouldn't have any way to pay for it. This is all wrong. Hear me out. Both those banks should be knocked off of SWIFT right now. The U.S. should stop buying oil from Russia. We are energy self-sufficient, even more so than they. They are simply seen as a gas station built on a garbage dump in a bad area, a bad neighborhood. It's a little more difficult for Europe. I understand that. Germany in particular. France has gotten to be more energy self-sufficient, going more to nuclear energy. Germany's getting rid of it, or got rid of its nuclear plants, is dependent on Russia. But if they did it, as I'm just advocating, they have plenty of fuel to get through the winter from a heating point of view. They'd have to struggle somewhat over the next 2-3 years. The U.S. would make up for a lot of it. Japan has reserves. But Russia, the sadism of just lobbing rockets into residential areas and hospitals has got to stop. And as long as Europe is giving them $650 million a day, they're financing that sadism. People don't realize it, but Russia's economy, gross domestic product, is $1.5 trillion. That's 7% of our gross domestic product. 7%. Ours is bumping 30, maybe even a little over 30. Largest in the world. Russia is sort of a fraud, an international beggar. It has nuclear weapons, that's all it has, and it has oil, that's all it has. It has nothing else. It stopped producing any meaningful kind of culture at the end of the 19th century because they murdered all their intellectuals during communism, and the ones right now, if they speak out, get thrown in jail. So it's like a beggar, a big hulking beggar trying to crash the party, but with a hand grenade in his pocket. That's what they are. And they have a deep sense of insecurity. Deep sense of insecurity. They are now using siege tactics on Ukrainian cities. There's a great book by Harrison Salisbury called The Siege of Leningrad, 1,000 Days. It was a 3-year siege, the Nazis. I've been to St. Petersburg, which used to be called Leningrad. Beautiful city. I mean, it really is a beautiful city, very kind of European in nature. And when I saw where the Russian positions were and where the Ruskies were holed up, many of them starved. They could only get provisions in over a lake that froze in the winter. And in the summer, they couldn't get any food in. The people resorted to cannibalism. They stabbed each other over a loaf of bread. They have deep experience with that, and they're inflicting that on Ukraine right now. The difference is the Nazis did not have the level of sophistication of missiles and everything that the Russians have now, given modern technology. If they'd rained missiles relentlessly down on St. Petersburg, Leningrad, it would have caved as well. The tactics they are using are Nazi tactics. Their leadership is a Nazi leadership. I'll tell you, I'm getting angry as hell about this. Angry as hell about this. The Russian stock market closed for third day, now going on to the fourth day. They've allocated $10 billion to buy up plunging shares. You know what's pathetic? Pathetic? United States, we might allocate hundreds of billions of dollars to do that. I said that their gross domestic product is $1.5 trillion. We have billionaires in this country that are worth $250 billion. We have companies whose market capitalization is well over a trillion. This is a pathetic country economically. It's a pathetic country socially. It has Nazi leadership and Nazi culture. It's a slave culture. And it is deeply insecure, and it wants to spread this to its neighbors. And their neighbors don't want it. Their neighbors don't want it. Russia is now forcing teachers in school, this is a new development, to teach the students about the Russian justification of bombing Ukraine and invading Ukraine. And any teacher that doesn't do it gets arrested. And they have to stand up there and parrot this stuff. These are teachers. They know it's false. You know, frankly, I think the kids know it's false. You know, when you were a kid, and here we're talking about middle school and high school, if you were fed a line of bull, you fell to it. You caught on pretty quick. I mean, there are winks and nudges. There are private conversations out in the hallway. And everybody knows it's reverted to being a communist-type society, except they don't call it communist. Authoritarian, fascist, evil, violent, based on theft and fraud and sadism. Kids know that. They're being dragged back, and nobody will bump this guy off, apparently. Nobody will apparently bump him off, and we're going to be talking about that soon. Going to a break. The lines are still open, and they're working today, I believe. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.